Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
Okay, we're back with Frida Estuve, and we were discussing Dorado Beach and, you know, your latest risky venture where you obviously do the calculated risk assessment, but you're willing to take a risk. And I've said this to Friedel before. I admire him so much because he's one of the few we need thousands of Friedels in Puerto Rico who are willing to take the calculated risk to make the investments here and to fight to move the economy on, and not just talking, but putting the money, putting the capital, putting the sweat, putting the fears, losing sleep, and fighting. You know, as I I admire him so. Yeah, I describe to us, you know, where the project stands. What are your major concerns, and how you're facing the challenges of bringing this to a first class facility.
See, Dorado Beach, the core of Dorado Beach is going to be its hotel, the Ritz Reserve. The Ritz Reserve is a boutique hotel. It's the first Ritz Reserve in the Americas. There's one in Thailand. It's a very high-end boutique hotel. The Dorado in the world, you know, I can assure you, and I travel all over the world when I'm doing a project to see what's the best in the world. And Dorado Beach is going to be one of the best hotels in the world. I can assure you that. It has the standards. It beats the standards of most of the great hotels. We'll be working very hard with the local service to be sure that the software, which is the service, compares to the hardware, which is the infrastructure that we're going to have here. We are blessed in this island with a wonderful geography, with beautiful beaches, great topography, and these special lands in Dorado are very special.
Great weather. Every time I play golf, yeah, I look up at that blue sky, yeah, and I feel the sun and the breeze, and, you know, it's just exceptional weather.
Yeah, in the winter months, the light in the Caribbean is one of the best lights in the world. So that by itself, quality has always at the end worked. Quality has always commanded great respect. So from the perspective of quality, the quality is going to be there. Now, how the markets are going to react. And Puerto Rico, one of the things, we have to export. So this concept of Dorado, for instance, we're doing here, we hope that we become the second home of the East Coast of the U.S. There's a lot of flights connecting us. We have great values when you compare Puerto Rico as an alternative to other places.
When you say competing with Florida, I mean, you've been to Florida from December to March, and there's some days you can't play golf. I mean, it's so cold.
Yeah.
And that's in Miami. You know, Orlando is in the 30s. So, yeah. I mean, here you're assured that the weather, you can play golf and you can go to the beach. You know?
Puerto Rico should be able, to compete adequately.
Really well. We should be.
Yeah. We have a, yeah, I say Florida was a swamp, you know, Florida's a glorified
Miami,
all that, South Florida is a swamp. But even, you know, we built in Tampa, all these places, and it's flat, it doesn't really have its own character. Puerto Rico has much more character. So as a developer, you can build this character and our culture, and we can really be, Puerto Rico should be the center of Hispanic power.
You know, when we look at culture, Frida, I mean, it's one of my, I wrote an article in my blog on it as an indispensable part of economic development. I think, you know, you deal with environmental, with the Paloma and all, but we have not developed our culture, you know, worldwide, whether it's the tradition back to the Indian and all, or the Spanish heritage. We just did not develop it, and except for Ricardo Alegría.
But it's funny because, you know, that's why at one point Hernández Colón, they wanted to get us very Spanish. You know, I think it was a great strategy. The mistake at that time was that, of course, I think we should my belief is that we should have developed a great Hispanic culture within the system we're part of.
I mean, he wrote an article citing Juan Agosto's new book, and Juan Agosto explains when he took his second term and he decided he was going to go for the status, and that's where he went Spanish only. And and I wrote him a personal letter saying, you know, and he wrote back in handwritten, you know. So I remember that moment. When I say culture, I mean Spanish is part of it, you know, Juan Ponce de León, etc. But the Taino Indians and the black, you know, it's a whole combination. Yeah. But it's just everything that was our past, and whether it's Pablo Casals, but no matter what you look at, except for Ricardo Alegría, we have downplayed it, downgraded it, let it fall apart. You know, you go to the. They go to the Indian, the ceremonial park in Utuado. It's shut down. It's you know, there's no museums. We have a lot to work on.
We have a lot to work on. I think that that should be a competitive advantage for us. And I think with the great movement of Hispanics in the U.S. now, they're reconquering America. The 50 million Hispanics in the U.S. right now, we should be in the forefront of that movement. I think that's one of the great opportunities for Puerto Rico at this moment. I think we should be the Davos of the Hispanic world. I think that we can, around that theme of Hispanic and Hispanic power, we should be playing a much more aggressive role than we're actually playing.
And it's all spheres. When you think back when we were studying, whether it was the nightclubs with Sammy Davis Jr., whether it was the tennis with the best players in the world, the Caribe Hilton, golf wasn't so great at that time. But all these different things, we had the time at that time.
See, but in our business of habitats for people to pursue happiness, that's what I do.
Right.
Whether they're hotels, hospitals, schools. One thing we're doing in Dorado, we're going to prove that Puerto Rico can do it as well as anybody in the world. We have less that open. For instance, in Mexico, they were doing much better hotels than we were doing. And that was not so in the past. So now Mexico has this problem with this drug thing, but we have our own problems that we have to fix, because one of the issues we have nowadays is this issue about crime. I mean, a great place to pursue happiness is not one where people are shooting each other all over. So that is a major problem that we're facing.
When you look at the other, when I think there are some major facilities trying to be developed but catering to that, there's the Bahia Plantation.
Yeah.
There's Royo Isabela, the Stanley.
I think Stanley should be commended. They have put a lot of their money and faith into it. It's a wonderful property. Bahia is a wonderful property, what they have done with that property. And this is all great for Puerto Rico. I think we need certain scale. As the Bahias go out to the world and people start talking well about it, the Dorado Beach, the Royal Isabela go out, there needs it. And the good thing about it, most of these are in the case of Dorado, it's not a local, it's me with a U.S. group. But in the case of Stanley, the group from Bahia is a local group, and it's commendable. We're all pursuing to bring outside capital into Puerto Rico to create jobs and to create better well-being for everybody here.
And one of the things I love to hear the way you're speaking about not your competitors, our fellow Puerto Ricans who are doing things in this in an area, is that we just need so much more collaboration and helping ourselves and not look at each other as
competitors.
We're not competitors, but
in this case we're not competitors, because In the scale of things, we're so small, small as a group. That's nothing.
I mean, the people that are out there to come and be able to buy our properties.
Well, in order to bring more people here, we need to have options for people. You know, para el gusto se sienten los colores.
Right.
The Bahia project is going to be more appealing than us for some people. The Royal will be more appealing for us than us for some people. The same here. It's having more options for the for the markets.
The Royal, you have to be a really good golfer.
Well,
really avid
well,
golfer.
You know what? Stanley is a great athlete. Stanley's a great athlete. He's a great golfer. So
no, it's an impressive place. So, the way, what's the timing? When do you expect?
This hotel is going to open in December of 2012.
That's this year.
We
forget that this January. We talk about 2012.
That's around the corner.
The
year yeah. will open up. It's a large construction project.
And the condominium.
The investment group here, we have invested $150 million of new money into Dorado Beach. The government is guaranteeing a $231 million loan. It's a substantial investment here, it's a first phase. Hopefully, in the time, you know, this would take time, but the whole region of Dorado is going to be a wonderful destination. You see, the good thing about tourism, when you face or building these habitats that we built. That when you have great habitats, it's good for industry, it's good for tourism, it's good for agriculture, it's good for everybody. If you have beautiful places, clean places, places that are appropriate for people to pursue happiness, it's great for everything. So these kind of projects create a lot of economic activity around them.
The access that was going to be built between Route 22 in here, where does that stand?
Next week I have a
big sigh. A big sigh.
We have designed that road. We designed it ourselves. I have a meeting next week with the Secretary of Department of Economic Development to see they finally put it in 2007. It was going to be built by the previous administration. Administration change. I don't think this administration still has put it in their plans. Hopefully they will. It's important. It's important. We're working with the town of Dorado and the people of Dorado to build a movie studio here in Dorado. We're working to build a very high-end hospital in this region. And we need that access.
How about the movement? It's so prevalent in the States, the nursing home, care, there's memory care, which is the ones that are most in need, but then there's independent living. There hasn't been very much in that area. Is that a potential area for Puerto Rico that we should be looking at?
I studied that business a long time ago. And I even brought some consultants, and at that time they suggested we build things like in Condado, right next to a hospital. Hyatt also had a division that did that kind of residences, and people don't want to move more than 12 miles from where they are usually to go into that. So they should be developed in well-established places where people already have enough the demand. And of course, a challenge in Puerto Rico is that 50-some% of Puerto Ricans are considered poor under U.S. standards. These places are like hotels.
But could we not sell this outside Puerto Rico for people like they go to they retire in Florida, yeah, they go to retire in Vermont and in New Hampshire? But you have found that they don't want to move.
But in a way, that's what we're doing here in Dorado.
Right.
We're creating the right environment, and that's why we want to bring the hospital here.
Right. Okay.
Because first you have to have those things. I mean, one of the big concerns as you get older is, okay, so I have a heart attack, where do I go?
Right.
And if you have it next door to you, it's great value to the people. Right? So we're in the process of attracting in Puerto Rico a first-class hospital in the region. With the rest of the things we have, the TASI school, the hospital, all world-class quality, it should be a very attractive place for people to move. Well, you have an example of your brother, Fernando.
He's hopefully moving back.
He's going to be spending much more time here in Puerto Rico.
Let me take a break, and when I come back, just very briefly, and we'll be closing, I want to talk about transition your business, you know, to your son and your daughter. Okay. Yeah.